KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Welcome. It's the first day of May, May 1st, 2018. Here's what's going on in the local news for today. Well, today is May 1st, and as we've reported over the past few days, CAL FIRE residential burn permits are now required for outdoor burning within the agency's state responsibility area. These permits are issued to the public free of charge, are valid for 3 years from the date they're issued, and allow for the burning of dry landscape vegetation that originates from the landowner's property. No household garbage, please. Now, here are a few quick tips from CAL FIRE for landscape debris burning. Make sure your pile is no larger than 4 feet by 4 feet. Scrape a 10-foot-wide ring around your pile down to bare dirt. Have a shovel and water supply close by. Make sure an adult is present at all times until the pile is dead out, and be sure to call to ensure it's a permissive burn day. In Amador County, the number 223-6246, in Calaveras, 754-6600. Now, in Amador County, for alternatives to burning your piles, please contact the Amador Fire Safe Council. Also, don't forget that the use of burn barrels is no longer legal.
And a Linden man arrested in Calaveras County on 2 felony charges after several witnesses saw him hitting and terrorizing a young child. According to the Calaveras Sheriff's Office, deputies responded around 4:30 Sunday afternoon to Marval store parking lot in Valley Springs after witnesses called 911 to report a male while sitting inside a parked car was loudly threatening and striking a young male child. The suspect was later identified as 37-year-old Stuart Blanton of Linden. Prior to the deputy's arrival, one witness intervened, took the 5-year-old out of the vehicle, and was able to locate his mother inside the store. Deputies in a Child Protective Service social worker subsequently contacted and conducted interviews with the victim, his mother, and witnesses. Blanton, who was located nearby, was arrested for public intoxication, as well as child cruelty, making criminal threats.
And the Amador Water Agency directors have approved a resolution in support of water supply protections included in the recently released McCollumy River Wild and Scenic River Report. AWA directors and staff had expressed concern about the potential for negative effects on future water supplies included in earlier wild and scenic proposals for the McCollumy. All 5 Amador County cities are 100% reliant on the McCollumy River for their community water, currently using less than 2% of the river's average water flows. As part of the 2018 study process, AWA representatives met with representatives from the other local water agencies nearby, East Bay Mud, Friends of the River, the Foothill Conservancy, and the California Natural Resources Agency. Amador Water Agency General Manager Gene Mancebo is hopeful that the bill, including the special provisions, can move through the legislative process within the next year.
As the investigation into the threat at Jackson Junior High School entered into its second week, Superintendent of Schools Amy Slavinsky issued a statement yesterday saying at this time there's no new information to report and that law enforcement is continuing their investigation to determine the source of the threat and fully address it. Now, Slavinsky says during this time, authorities have assured the district they'll continue to maintain a presence at Jackson Junior High School until the time they determine it's no longer needed, and more info will be provided as the district receives it. JPD, the Sheriff's Office, Highway Patrol, and Probation Department working with the district on the investigation.
And the Sutter Creek Community Benefit Foundation will hold their 4th annual shrimp feed on Saturday, May 12th. All proceeds from the event go to help restore the historic Sutter Creek Grammar School and Museum. Great strides have been made in the restoration of this building, and rooms are already available to rent for special occasions such as family reunions and conferences. The event will be held at the Native Sons Hall in Sutter Creek. Socializing starts at 6 p.m., dinner at 7. The dinner will include all-you-can-eat shrimp, pasta, salad, French bread, and ice cream. Tickets are only $40. With no host bar to purchase tickets, you can call 267-5503 or contact any member of the Sutter Creek Community Benefit Foundation.
And gas line construction work continues today in the city of Jackson. PG&E and Vulcan Construction closing a portion of Schober again to through traffic between 49 and Perry. All non-residents are required to use alternate routes and the detours. Detours for through traffic will be in place and will be easy to see, well marked. If you have any questions, call the city at 223-1646.
From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy, reporting. For the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com.